This is the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the fourth chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where for 40 days Jesus was tested by the devil. Jesus ate nothing at all during those days, and when they were over, he was famished. And so the devil said to Jesus, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread." Jesus answered the devil, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone." Then the devil led Jesus up and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to Jesus, "To you, I will give all this authority and their glory, for it has been given over to me, and I give it to anyone I please. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered the devil, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only God." Then the devil led Jesus to Jerusalem and placed Jesus on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, God will command God's angels concerning you to protect you, and on their hands they will bear you up so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus answered the devil, "It is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every test, the devil departed from Jesus until an opportune time. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. So for the last few months, our congregation has been working on our co-missions, the 9 missions that we share as a community of faith based on how we live our core values of steadfast love, inclusive belonging, and living hope with one another, with our neighbors, and with all creation. And one of those co-missions is the following: we will live inclusive belonging with all creation by building valuable relationships with community organizations, serving the needs of people and creation in order to learn where we can use our gifts and resources to help meet those needs. So when this co-mission team met, one of our action items was to learn more about Together New Orleans. Now, Together New Orleans is a broad-based community organizing group in New Orleans made up of almost 50 member organizations that range from churches, synagogues, and mosques to labor unions. Together, these member organizations listen to the people who live in our city to identify the most pressing needs and to discern how we as a collective can make change on those needs. So Together New Orleans, or TNO for short, has been responsible for things like the Community Lighthouse Program, helping nonprofits install solar panels so they can function as cooling stations and resiliency hubs when the electricity inevitably goes out due to a variety of factors. TNO has also worked on the Pledge to Vote campaign, a nonpartisan effort to increase voter turnout in our city. And in this last round, they increased turnout by about 60% in some areas of our city. TNO has worked to present plans addressing the needs of our citizens and hold our elected representatives accountable to the promises that they made. So, on Friday, a few of the members of this commission team met with the folks over at Together New Orleans to listen and to learn what it would mean for our congregation to become a member organization of Together New Orleans. And one of the things that the lead organizer talked about in this conversation we had was the importance of collective action. Collective action. You see, we as individual people, and even just as one single church, we can make a difference. And we can have an impact on our community, and there are many ways that we do here at Grace. But the truth is that when we are on our own, our impact will always be limited. There is only so much that we can do as one single entity. There's so much more that we can do when we work together. Together, our impact rises exponentially. When we raise our voices together, when we act collectively, we are able not just to put band-aids on problems, but to create systemic change that leads to real healing. And when we act collectively, not just on our own, but with others, we find hope in community. To me, this hope is one of the most important parts of collective action. When we are on our own, when we feel like we are the only ones struggling against injustice, it is so tempting to become demoralized, dejected, and defeated. To such an extent that we give up. The problems of this world, even just the problems of this city, seem too big, insurmountable. Isolation, inaction, almost always leads to defeat because we lose hope. But in community, we support one another, we rally one another, and we give hope to one another so that every day we hear the call and we find the courage to act. Action in community is always better than action in isolation. And this should come as no surprise to us as people of faith. God is always calling us to community. God is always calling us to work together for the good of those around us. Take the first fruits ritual that we find in our reading from Deuteronomy today. The people of God are called to take the very first fruits of the harvest. And they're called to take these fruits to the priest, the Levite, as Deuteronomy calls it, for two reasons. First, to give thanks to God for the harvest, for every gift and abundance that God gives. The primary purpose of the first fruits ritual is to gratefully acknowledge that these first fruits were not produced by one person's strength or ability. They were produced in community with God, by the help and the blessing of God. Now, the second reason that the first fruits are taken to the priest is so those fruits can be distributed to those who are in need. In this context, that is the priest who does not work in the fields because of their religious responsibilities, and the alien, those who do not have land to work, who are at a significant economic and social disadvantage in the community. The sharing of the first fruits with those in need, the most vulnerable, is the conclusion of this ritual. And so it begins by recognizing relationship with God, and it ends by recognizing care of community, relationship, and the collective. Built into this first fruits ritual is community, a recognition that everything we are comes from God, and everything we do is done with God, in relationship with God and the community of people around us. Everything we have is not our own. It belongs to God, and it therefore is shared with those who are most in need. Ingrained into this first fruits ritual is the sense of collective action, that we are in community with God and one another, and our lives and this world are better when we act together. And acting together is the choice that we see Jesus make in our gospel lesson today. You see, the devil wants Jesus to act alone. The devil wants Jesus to use his power to solve all the problems of the world. This is the test that the devil presents to Jesus. With a snap of his fingers, Jesus could eradicate hunger, build a kingdom to reign over all other kingdoms, and save himself from crucifixion. The trouble is that if Jesus were to do that, he were to just act on his own, snap his fingers, and solve all these problems, then he would not be God. If he were to build a kingdom with the snap of his fingers, that kingdom, it would not be God's kingdom. Because that is just not how God does things. God does not act alone. God always acts in relationship. The very nature of God is communal, in relationship with God's very self, with this creation. Since the very beginning, God has acted in community and called us to take action with God. God gave us the law and the prophets to guide us to justice and righteousness. God gave us the Ten Commandments to teach us how to live in community with God and one another. Jesus teaches us the Beatitudes, his parables, the greatest commandments, and more, so that we would always choose love for God, one another, and creation. Jesus shows us how to feed and how to heal, so that we join in the work of God with Jesus. Jesus calls us to be his disciples in community with one another and with Jesus. The very nature of God is communal. It's collective action. God is always in relationship with us and creation. And God has been calling us from the very beginning to take our part in God's work. And we pray the words of the Lord's Prayer every week, not so God would snap God's fingers and fix everything, but that God can remind us that God is with us and we are with God, and the work and the hope of building God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. God is always calling us to collective action with God and with one another. And this is the choice that Jesus makes in our gospel lesson. He chooses to act with us. He chooses to walk away from what the devil presents to him, this easy fix, a snap of the fingers on his own. And instead, Jesus chooses to have this relationship with us. He chooses day by day to walk with us, to teach us, to call us, to guide us, to challenge us, to nurture us. He chooses day by day to love us in relationship so that together, earth will be a better reflection of God's kingdom. My siblings, there is much suffering in our world, and there is much injustice. It can be disheartening when we realize that we cannot solve these problems with a snap of our fingers. And we can quickly feel demoralized, dejected, and defeated when we realize that we can make little to no progress on these problems when we work alone. But working in isolation has never been God's plan for us. God has always called us to work together with our community and with God. That's the choice that Jesus makes. It's the choice he calls us to. Because when we work together, when we work with God, we can make a real difference in this world. Together, we can build God's kingdom. Because that is a kingdom built on hope. Amen.